Let us start the Simen Reishnen Beisif Beis. Umuta Litem Bedodov Lakaive Saini Yehudi Boireis La'abdon. A person is permitted Erev Shabbos Samuch L'Chashecha to give his clothing to a launcher. Boiris la'avdom and skins to an abdom, shema'abed and mesakin ha'iris somach l'chasheicha. But this is only permissible under a few conditions. Condition number one, in kosef lo'idomim, they made up a price that he's going to get for this service. So then there is a lomdus that not what he does it, I feel he does it on Shabbos, Zaday Tichunam Sheikovit. Or he asks him to do it for him for free, and he agrees, and we assume the reason he is doing it for free is because he feels indebted to this yid for a tavis that he had received from him before. So therefore, this is a payment for that which the yid had done for him. So there's also a svara of a daite denafshe kovit. He is doing it because he wants to do it. He wants to, by doing this pole, he's repaying the yid for the previous tavis he had received from him. So that's also considered he's doing it for himself. So the first condition is that it should be he's getting paid. He has a motive for why he's doing this pool. He's doing it for himself. The second condition is that when the Yid gave him these begodim and these oirois, he did not specify he should do it on Shabbos. And the third condition is that the meloche should not be done bebeis Yisrael, should be done in the goyis house and the goyis reshus. And with this we learned last week, if it's done in the beis Yisrael, it would seem that the reason he is doing it is because the yid told him to do it. This we were up to last week. Ago, ve'im lo'i kotzat, now, if he did not, he was not koitzitz aschiris, he's doing it for free, is also be'erev Shabbos. So the Ramah is chaylik on the Mechaber. The Mechaber held that behinam, it is also permissible, and the Ramah says it is also be'erev Shabbos. If he gave it to him, erev Shabbos, the Yeshchilkim imoyzeloi bechinam da'ainu b'toybesano. That means this, what the Mechaber has said. If the guy is doing this pu'ule as a payment for the toyves he had received from the yid, and the Mechaber held that this is also considered a daite denamshe kovit, so the Ramah says there are chilkim on this, and they hold this is not considered a daita denafshi kovit, and memela this is also. But he says it is also when be'erev Shabbos, if he gave it to him on the erev Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im lo'i kotzat, haylo. Sidkod Yutres, Shaloi Hisneima Yisrael Oidois Schoroi. There was no agreement with the Yid how much he's going to get paid. Vayne Yehudi mitzafer l'tashlim schar, and he's hoping to get paid. So the first in ve'im loikosat means that there was no ktsitze, and he wants to get paid, but there's no guarantee that the yid is up to paying him. Also, v'leimrinin adaita dinav shekovit. Here we don't say adaita dinav shekovit, kibin sheyisrael le'evtichei be'edye, because the yid never told him he's going to pay him. Be'erev Shabbos. So here he says, it's also if he gives it to Erev Shabbos. Now what is the chaymer of Erev Shabbos? The shenaisna loy be'erev Shabbos, when the yid gives him the clothing or the oiris be'erev Shabbos, merely it would seem ki'ilu naisnaloi amenas sheyasa b'Shabbos. Giving Erev Shabbos, even though he didn't mention one word about this, but the etzem giving Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos, it would seem that he wants him to do it on Shabbos. Uchshe kotzat. But if there was a ktzitzit, and the guy is going to get paid for his services, and he knows how much he's going to get, the namsheka of it. So we have two factors over here. Mitzad the lesin be'erev Shabbos, it would seem he wants him to do it on Shabbos. Mitzad the ktzitzit, it would seem that, listen, this is his job, and he's doing it because he wants to get paid. So then, loimerzi ki'ilu oimaloikein. Then it doesn't look like he told them to do it Shabbos. So if we have these two factors, it was Erev Shabbos, but it was kotzes, then it's mutter. But that the Ramah said ve'im loy kotzat is also Erev Shabbos, because it would seem that there's no adaita dinamshe over here. The guy was never insured that he's going to get paid. So I don't have the adaita dinamshe. And I have the mashmois that the yid wants him to do it in Shabbos. V'kosfu apoiskin. The sheyes shuhus legomro mi ba'oyim. What is was loikotzat? He didn't tell him he's going to pay him. They didn't, but he gave it to him in a zman, where if he'll do it now, it'll be finished before Shabbos. Muta afilu be'erev Shabbos ba'afilu loikotzat lekulei amay. That's one halacha. That's what we said. Erev Shabbos is also, the Poskim say, Erev Shabbos is only also if there is no time to do the job before Shabbos. If there's time to do the job before Shabbos, then there's no Yisr of Erev Shabbos, afilu loikotzat.
If it's Chinese laundry
here,
Friday in the afternoon.
So here we have to see if it has, if it's these conditions. By all the time that we give, it's called kotzat, because the Chinese laundry expects to get paid. We're not talking about such a case. Now, what is the Ramah saying Erev Shabbos? This nekude, that if there's time to do it, it's mutafil be'erev Shabbos. The Ramah didn't mention this. That's the poskim say. What is the Ramah come to tell us Erev Shabbos? The Berbi v'hamishi, if he gave it to him Wednesday or Thursday, shumutlig min ha-Shabbos, muta litein loy afilu shein yochel legomro koidim Shabbos, shizitz le'omer loy sheyasa b'Shabbos. The Ramah is coming to tell us this whole thing we had till now. We had these three conditions, and the first condition was kotzat. So the Ramah is coming to tell us this condition of kotzat is only necessary if it was given Erev Shabbos and there's no time to do it. So then the lesina of the yid to the goy seems to say, do it on Shabbos. He gave it to him right before Shabbos, and seems to say, do it at Shabbos. So if there's a kotkot, so this counteracts this mashmois, because the goy is doing it because he wants to get his money. But if it's like kotkot, then this is awesome. But this is only Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara was mechadish, but if it was given Wednesday or Thursday, a fellow, the guy does not have time to do the whole job, this is permissible. That's what we have here, that a kula of the Gemara on Wednesday and Thursday. The Yesh Chilkim, and now he said, the Mechaber had said, that if he does it for free, so that's mutter, because he's doing it to repay the toivus he had received from the yid. So he said, that is not a dava muskin, the yesh chilkin usvirulu didinoi kiloi kotzat. This is similar to loi kotzat, vadaite di Yisrael kovid va'osa be'erev Shabbos. So he's saying that all cases of loi kotzat erev Shabbos is also. And we don't assume that he's doing it to repay that's what he's indebted to the yid. Now, in the Gemara, it's a little parve the lotion. The yesh chilkin im oisa loy bechinam. In the Gemara, he seems to say there are chilkin. But va'ayin v'dalkei Moshe, the dalkei Moshe on the tool, there the maskim la'yesh chilkim, there he paskins la'loche like the yesh chilkim, that la'loche b'chinam will not help Erev Shabbos. And even though there's a smor of toivus ha'noah, and he's doing it to repay, that's what he's indebted to the yid, that does not help. Fine. So I don't say this svara that the goy is doing it to repay that what is indebted to the yid. Imloy sheni Yehudi ba'atzmai maschil ima Yisroel loyma sheyaso loy bechina. Unless the goy approaches the yid and he tells the yid, you know, I'm a cleaner, and you know, if you want, I can do your shirts for you for free. And so if the guy approached the yid, then the reason for this is zicher, because he's indebted to the yid and he wants to repay the yid. So then, according to everyone, it's this whole transaction started through the guy, not through the yid. Till now we're speaking about the yid went over to the guy and said, I'm going to ask you a favor, if you can clean my clothing. And he said, okay, fine, no problem. So there we have a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Gemara. This is equivalent to kotzat, and I assume he's doing this for free because he wants to repay the tavis he had received, or it's not similar to kotzat. But if the goy, on his own accord, approaches the yid and offers his services, Osvadai daite ala tavis shekibu b'menu mikvar, then the reason he's doing this is Zichel wants to repay the toive he had received from the yid. Dineke kotzat la'el simen reish memtai. Fine. So this is, so far we have here three conditions when it is muta erev Shabbos, kotzat, he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos and he's doing it bebeis agoy. Then this is mutter, and then we have, if he's doing it bechinam, the mechaber was mater, and the Gemara asher. Now the mechaber continues. V'im ro'ohu oise melachtoi b'shabbos. Now, it was now in all your Isa Betoivis Hano, so the Loima Shloyase Bo Bishabis. Now, the Mechava is continuing the Allah he had mentioned before. The Mechava said, if a person went over to a Goy Erev Shabbos, he told him, can you do me a favor and clean my suit for free? And he said, no problem. And the Mechava said, this is Mutter. I assumed this, that what he was so obliging, this is because he feels indebted to the Yid, and it's Mutter. If the Yid passes by the Goy's shop, and he sees the Goy is cleaning his suit now, which we before said he was permitted to give him the suit Friday, and he sees him doing his suit in Shabbos, so the Loima Loi Shloyase Bo B'Shabbos. Well, that's what he has to do. He has to tell him he shouldn't do it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Just the Mishnah Berurah. Vim ra'ohu oise. Af shamachava hekel l'maylo. Now, what is happening over here? The machava was makel before. Liten loy af petavis ano miboi join. The machava said he's allowed to give it to him miboi join for free. And I assume he's doing it to, he feels indebted to the Yid, and he's doing it to repay him for the toivus he had received. So it's mutter. Ve'ein loy lochish ma'ashayasa b'shabbos. So let's understand what the Mechava said before. He's giving it to him, and there's nothing but to worry about that he might do it in Shabbos. And more than that, he knows he's going to do it. The guy told him, no, I'm going to do it in Shabbos. No problem. This is a din of Kotzat, and the din is, I assume, a daite dinam shikovit, and everything is mutter. This was all Erev Shabbos. The Rav told him, you can give it to the Goy, he asked him to do it for free, he wants to repay you for the toivis, this is equivalent to kotzat, he'll do it in Shabbos, hadai to the nafshi, but he told him, he'll do it in Shabbos, hadai to the nafshi. Fine, so show my Yisrael. Given Shani, Mr. Very well, so he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Fine. Ramoisha Kostavnu Le'el, Mishimim Reishimim Zayim, Mishnah Brura, Siv Kotlin Gibb. Fine. Mikolvoki. Now, all of a sudden, the Mechava says, I'm worried to get it. Kshebole Beise, he comes to this Goy's house, Umetsoi Sheoise, and he sees the Goy is doing his suit now in Shabbos. Merri, so this scenario, he's there, and the Goy is cleaning his suit now, and he didn't pay the Goy, and the Goy in reality is doing it for him, which is true, because he wants to repay it. So such a scenario, standing there, and the Goy is doing his suit for him, there already there's a mezzi over here. Merzi the midaite of it, kiven sheni mekabel schar al zeh. So it looks, this scenario, he didn't pay him a penny, and the Yid is standing there and he's cleaning his suit. So this looks the midaite of it. Kiven, why does it look like that? Kiven sheni mekabel schar al zeh. So, standing there, he cannot smile to the Goy and tell the Goy, that will be a good job. That is not allowed to do. V'sorich loima loy shaloyase. He has to tell him, please don't do it. Then he goes out, finished. but also fun is to stand there and watch how the guy is cleaning his suit for free. This looks like he's doing it for him. And he's not doing it for him, but he's doing it for himself to take off that he should not be indebted to him. But standing there and letting the guy do it and not saying anything, this is also... Who knows if he paid him or not, you know? So upon him, that is what Chazal said. Chazal, in this scenario, that he's not paying him and he's standing there, this, even though, if someone will know, or upon him, so that's what it looks like. The Lamelation of Yasa. Aval im hisna imay mitchila litain lo yischarim. But that is only in a case when he started doing it for him with an ulterior motive to repay it. So then to stand there is to mercy, he's doing it for him. Aval im hisna imay mitchila litain lo yischarim. But if when he gave it over to this cleaner, he told them, listen, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to pay you for your services. How much I'm going to pay you? We'll come to an agreement. Actually, previously, Sahir do it. And so then he doesn't have to tell them anything. The Vavidite Kosik, and between you and me, if he'd come over to the guy and he'll tell the guy, please don't do my suit on Shabbos. So the guy will tell him, please mind your own business. Because, and that the guy is 100% right, because this is not your business. I have a job, I'm going to get paid, I'm a guy, I'm not a shomer Shabbos, don't tell me what to do. So there's no reason for him to say anything. My agent in the first case, that he's not paying him. He's doing it for him with a chesed because he wants to repay that what he's indebted to him. So here, he can't stand there and smile and b'shamon hatzlachim a little bit. If he's there, he has to tell him, please don't do it. Then let him go out. But I'll come on him this to remain there And seem to be masking what is done. This situation is messy that he's doing it for the yeet. Now let's go further. Hago. Now we have a remark. Vafilu im nisonam loy kamo yomim lifnei Shabbos. Now let us see what the remark says. Luckily, the Vizu and the Sina La'ena Yehudi. Now, the Gemara is speaking about another case. A person who was Leikotat, but he gave it to him Wednesday. We said, this is permissible. The whole issue is if you give it Friday, so it seems, and then there's no time to do it, so it seems like I'm telling him, do it for Shabbos. But if he gave it to him Wednesday, even though he doesn't have any time to finish it, this is Mutta. What's the line? The Mizuah Lesina La'ena Yudi Lekula Alma Mutta Echanal. Ahilu Ha'i, so Limchois, he has to be Moshe when he sees him. Again, because he's not paying him. Here in this case, we're speaking about was Leikotzat. There was no Ktsitsa whatsoever. And so when he sees him, he has to be Moshe. So this is, he's Moshe. I feel it was given Wednesday, and Wednesday is a Sfarim who thinks that there's no Sfarim. He's telling him to do it for Shabbos. Al Kaponim, it was like Kotzat, so he has to be Meichet. Veda. So these are two cases where the halacha is that if he sees him, you have to tell him not to do it. Veda. Vimhoye in the Yehudi schir yoin etzloi bimeachel. Now we'll talk about a real treifa case. the guy is hired by him to do work for him. That this is the guy's job. The guy's job is to do work for him. He's a shir yoin. A shir yoin means I'm doing it for the yid. And b'me'achel, v'hu roitza ato, gam kein lasais melachtoi b'veisoi b'tzine. Now this is real also. That means he's hired. Why is the guy doing this? I'm hired to do it. Really, I should have done it Friday. Friday, I did something else. Friday, I have to do this. So I'll go, the yid won't see. I'll go to my house and I'll do this job. But he's doing this job. Not, it looks, he's for the yid. He's paying him. He's a shir yoin. He pays him for the services that he does. A shir yoin is not along this, I'm paying you, you should do for me. That's a shir yoin. So he's working for the yid on Shabbos, but he can't, the yid won't let him do it on Shabbos in his house. So he goes to his house, he locks the door, and there he's going to do all the work he was supposed to do Friday, all he's supposed to do Sunday. He does it on Shabbos. Let's see what the Mishnah says. So he says like this. So in such a case, Tzorech leilech v'limchos b'yadoi. Here, if he finds out about this, he has to go to the goy and stop him. If he knows this is mamish other, the goy is doing it for him, which is, when till now, a big man, it looks like. So if he sees him, tell him, don't do it. If he doesn't see him, because the whole thing is, it looks like when he sees him, if he doesn't see him, it's mutter. If he's a shir yoin, if he's hired to work for him, there's no etter for him to do this for him on Shabbos. So he goes into his house and he locks the door. Now I'll do it for Shabbos. Which this is a double hole, sir. And he knows about it. The more you need is for you, Matloy. Yeah, so if Leila will wait to Ato, God can last his last to be made some tin, so Leila will link his birthday. Kivon Shaloida Loy. He knows about it. He didn't say it to go and look. But if he knows about it, he can't keep quiet. He has to protect, because now an Issel is being done. The guy is doing this when this is then of the Issel of Amirulakam, he's doing it Bishlichusai. This is also, he has to stop this. Avori She'en Oise Lefonov, even though he's not doing it in front of him. Kosta Mogin Arlo. The Imitave La'ena Yehudi Lashrisloi Min Olim. Yeah. If he told a guy to make shoes for him, the Ra'o Oise B'Shabbos. He's making the shoes in Shabbos. Avilu Loikotza. There was Loikotza. Ein Tzorech Limchos B'Yodoi. He doesn't have to be Meiche. Why? Do hakati loinikro shein Yisroel aleihem. That means the goy is making shoes. The goy can sell these shoes to somebody else. He makes shoes. That means till now we're speaking about this is his suit. He's cleaning his suit. So he's a shir yoin. It's also, if it's not a shir yoin, so then there's a mercy if he's there, if he's not there, show my Yisroel. But if here I told him to make shoes for me, it's his shoes. He's making shoes for me. He's making shoes for 20 other people. Just needs to give these shoes to me. The kati leindik l'shem Yisroel alei. V'boi yin yehudi moifum lacha. L'zay yash menolim achem. V'kein lach v'didei ko'osik. So, although he sees them, he doesn't have to tell them anything. And this is mud.
Shoes.
I thought, then we have all these in there. No, but this is so deep. We have these in there. If it's kotzah, it's not kotzah. And when you give shoes to repair, it's called kotzah. Because nowadays, a shoemaker takes money. Oh, that we'll talk about later. We'll see. V'mhoisa malachas mefulsemes. If the malacha, till now we're speaking about, he gave them clothing to clean. He's doing it in his house. It is not nika that this is the yeast. So this was mutter. The ma'isa malacha mefulsemes v'yadua shehi shel Yisrael. But what is the malachi, we'll see a merzik and machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Teis v'Shabbes. The guy is doing a malachi that mefusemes v'yidua shisha Yisrael, v'oisa b'mokein mefusem. He's doing it b'mokein mefusem, Teis lahachmer, the lesser. So the Biralocha says that means if he sees him, he has to be moist. Now here he brings a moyrdik machloikis. The Yadua is mefusim shehi shel Yisrael. Well, if he says, so now he says a moyrdik machloikis. Achalukim shenikolim shehim shel Yisrael. If he gave a bechet to a cleaner to clean. So now we know, well, that this bechet is, this is a Yiddish, this is no shayla. He gave a talus to clean. There's a toller car that was given over to a mechanic. Ve'eini Yehudi mechapsom al gava no shumokim goliyim afulsom. So the limchais biyodek shereyu b'shabbes, because this is a malachim of fulsim. If he sees it, he has to be moise. That is the shittas Morgan Adron. Avol b'tois v'shabbes kosam v'shaych b'zeche shod. I'm sorry, you don't have to be moise. The loinoida shel miyu. You have a toilet car. So who gave it to him? There's 20 toilet cars. There's 200 packages a month, see? Good, he gave it to him. So I have to be moishet. Who knows that I gave it to him? So when I the Morgan Avraham and the Teis v'Shabbes, I gave him the packages. I passed by. I see him cleaning this. Well, he had only one package in the store. That's the package I gave him. I see him cleaning it. So according to the Morgan Avraham, you have to tell him, please don't do it. You have to tell him, when you see him, tell him, don't do it. And the Teis v'Shabbes says, you don't have to tell them. I have to tell them. Who says it's mine? No one knows it's mine. So Mamela, we have a machlokes, the Teis v'Shabbes and the Magen Avraham. The Hayodom was makel because of another reason. The Kivin Shayodua Shemini Kol B'nei Ha'ir Litain Kalim Lakovis Bikabalonis. Everyone knows Bismanenu. You give a cleaner to clean clothing, you give a mechanic to fix a car. Itiche Bikabalonis. Bismanenu, there's no other thing. Every cleaner is a kablon, every mechanic is a kablon. Al case. Afilu imena Yehudi mechapsom b'mokim mefusof. So what's wrong with this? Everyone knows. That means we hear before such a svara by a svina, because then sometimes could be this person is a schir yai. So Mamela, we don't, so therefore it is Asa. But now these Malachis, these Pulis, a cleaner, a mechanic, is everyone knows these people are Kabbalonim. No, if he's a Kabbalon, so what is? So he's doing a nice and an answer. The aim was that he showed the mission skiyai. She'ein ma'ashekosa b'simen reishim en gimel sim beis. Reishim en gimel sim beis. We heard that there are certain pa'ulis. If the minig is that a goy does it ba'arisus, that means everyone gives it out ba'arisus. So Mamela, the guy can do it on Shabbos because everyone knows he's an olis. There's only problems by a melchit. Normally, there's not an olis. But if the minik I'm walking with, that he is an olis, so everyone knows he's not a schir yoin, and he's an olis. And Mamela, there's no shah. So the same thing everyone knows. A cleaner, bizmanenu, is a kavlin. A mechanic, bizmanenu, is a kavlin. So Memele, so there's no problem. I feel you know it's a Yiddish. This is Mutter, since everyone knows it was Kosov. There's no shah of Schriyain. Reima Shekosov is a Mereshim and Gimel Sibex. Vuadin Bechol Akeina. Shederech Litnom Bikavlones Vein Iser Bozeh. That means even everyone knows. Elo Kshafise. Beveis Yisroel. Unless this is done Beveis Yisroel, we hear the Mechaber said before you need Kotzat, which is Kabbalonis, but it cannot be Beveis Yisroel. If it's Beveis Yisroel, people will say the Yid told him to do it. He's doing it Beveis Yisroel. So Mamel will then that also. B'shom loy ma'ali shum heter. Then that is also.
The first day.
Yeah.
Who is the first
Yoshef Beth? Yeah.
Why is that like the
Ksav
Ivri on the
letter? The Ksav Ivri on the letter. And he's walking around and he's saying, we sing about Kotzat with Mutter. There, the whole problem was by loy kotzatz over there. There, by loy kotzatz, kotzatz is mutter lemaisa.
It's in the roof.
Yeah. There, it was only paket. The whole issa to give over a letter is asked by loy kotzatz. Loy kotzatz, and he won't find it, and he'll be talking. He's a shliach of the goy. He'll say the truth. Because it was like Kotzat, and there'll be my father, that you can see. But if it's Kotzat, so Lemaise, he's doing it for his own. That's just Kotzat is Mutter. Kotzat is Mutter.
Even Schir Yo.
That's
the Domshon. Right, the Lazy Domshon. That's the Domshon.
Basically, a Chiyoim is never called a Daita Denarshe.
But he chose not to lead on Friday. He was supposed to lead on Friday.
Yeah.
For his convenience.
Yeah, but the reason he's doing the work is because he had the work for him.
But he had to send it down. He has to finish it.
But the reason he's working for his, not for himself. That means he is his shliach. He has to work for him. He should have done it yesterday, but he didn't do it yesterday. He's doing it for him. That is called us. That is called miralakum. That's called a shliach. He's doing it for him.
He didn't tell him.
Yeah, definitely didn't tell him. But if he's doing it for him,
it's basically from the higher than the swimmer. Beyond the pill of the
because there is something else. Because the height and the seifa over there, he has a lot of day to do it.
Yes.
So if he does it, so there he's considered like a kavlan. There he's considered like a kavlan because he didn't have to do it today. He didn't have to do it today. But over here, that means he can do it someday also. That was the longest. He can do it. Now that he's doing Shabbos, he can do it Sunday. What's stopping him from doing it Sunday? The Raya says, maybe they have a different Shabbos Sunday. He's Mishnah Shile. But Al Kaponim, there the answer is, I don't have to do it Shabbos. I can do it tomorrow also. Here is another case. He says, Chiyoyim was supposed to do it yesterday. And he didn't do it yesterday, so he's doing today. That chiyum is like a kavun over there. That means he has plenty of time to do it and decided to do it on Shabbos. Here he should have done it before chiyum. He didn't do it. So what's the chapara in Shabbos? That is not a kavun. That is called a chiyum.